Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
This is Issues 2023. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Jack Kellogg, owner of Hatman Jack's in Wichita. Welcome to Issues 2023.
I'm really glad to be here. Thanks.
I don't know why it's taken this long to get you on with me, but here we are, and we're going to have a good time this morning. I want you to describe your unique store for our listeners who may not know about it.
Well, you know, Hatman Jack's is a bit of an anomaly, more than a bit. In fact, there's just no other hat shop that does what we do. We service, we sell, we fit, and adjust things. You know, you can't get a hat adjusted anymore unless you come to Wichita, Kansas.
You know how to do it. Now, where's the store located, Jack?
We're at 601 West Douglas in the historic Delano District, adjacent to the clock tower.
Have you always been there?
No. I came to Delano in 1980, but my first store was on North Market at 21st across from the Nomar.
Ooh. Okay, really?
Yeah, 76. 1976 was that.
Okay, 1976. Now tell us how you got in the hat business. You weren't always a hat man, were you?
No. But I always wore hats, even at 10 and 12. And I met a guy who taught me the trade when I was 15, and I started working for him. His name was Vern Kennister. And I was at North High School at the time, and he taught me how to do hats. And we started our own store in 1976.
How did he know how to do hats?
Oh, he just poked around and made a living about any way he could. He was in the dry cleaning business. It was called Manisa Cleaners, which is now Miller's Cleaners.
Oh, Miller's, okay.
Sure.
That's one of the interesting things we're going to talk about today is how the local history. And you're a font of knowledge about that stuff. And we're going to tap into that here in just a minute. So who are your customers?
Really worldwide, but we try to limit it to the United States. But really lots of stage and screen, but really people that just want a certain look. It's a very personal thing, hats are. And if you're comfortable with wearing them, you have a certain vibe or you have a certain idea of who you want to be. Or you just want sun protection. It's as simple as that.
You know, I've watched over my lifetime the popularity of hats, men's hats. Let's talk about hats.
Sure.
When I was a little kid, men were wearing a lot of them. And then Jack Kennedy came along and he didn't wear hats.
That is
very
correct.
Much.
Correct.
And it kind of went away for a while there. Talk about the ebb and flow of hats.
Well, you know, first of all, the guys and gals came back from World War II and they had to wear a hat in the service and came back and decided they didn't want to maybe so much. And then Jack Kennedy came along and the president always set the style. And Kennedy refused to wear a hat for various reasons. One is he was very difficult to fit. He had a larger face, and they had skinny brims on the fedoras, and it looked like he had a basketball for a face when he wore those little tiny hats.
Well, I remember when the inauguration. Now, yes. You mentioned he had a top hat on, and you're right. He did look kind of funky there.
And he carried it most of the time.
Yeah.
Right.
But also, he had that great hair. Who wants to cover that up?
Right? Oh, you know, it was yes, that's true.
Let's talk a little bit about, if you will, some of your famous clients, because I know you've got some big names that have come.
Oh, sure. You know, Steve, you know, I've had my favorites, and one of them is Luciano Pavarotti. And, you know, Merle Haggard is one of my favorites. He taught me so much, really, about hats and how they look on stage. And, oh, various other...
Because Merle Haggard would wear a hat on stage.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, he wore a hat that he wanted him really tall. And I said to him, I said, but it doesn't work for you. And he goes, well, a little guy needs all the help he can get.
How did you get hooked up with Pavarotti, for crying out loud?
Well, you know, he came to town back in the, I think it might have been 02, 03, as the big kickoff for the Grand Opera in Wichita. And he had a concert here. He sent some of his guys in to check me out up from the Hyatt, you know, or wherever he was staying. And it was quite a deal. I finally asked the guys, Do you happen to be with the maestro? And they said, well, yes. I said, well, why didn't you tell me? What size is he? And I piled up a stack of hats and I said, take him up to the hotel room and make him promise to come back here himself.
Yeah.
Kind of worked out.
One of the interesting things, which is quick sidebar, is I bought several hats from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you helped me, you know, wear it this way, Steve. Jump down over this eye a little bit, back on the hand on that. And so, and I said, yeah, it's not just as simple as plopping something on your head.
It's a perception, you know, the way the angle you wear a hat.
Yeah.
It's either tough guy, lackadaisical, or just nice and complimentary.
I would say, of course, this is just, I don't know, but I would say in this part of the world, probably you do most of your sales in Western.
Right now, Western is hot as a pistol.
Really?
Oh, Yellowstone is the big, you know, this whole series.
Yeah.
Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple of hats on a couple of characters in that particular series.
Do you?
Not officially as part of the series, but individually.
As privately, okay.
Correct.
Now, any other famous people? I know you've got, I've been back in the back of your shop there, and you got the pictures of all the famous people there.
Some of them. Yeah. Oh, gosh, Mickey Mantle. Because it was through Charlie Daniels. I made a bunch of hats for Charlie, and he had me make hats for McCorder, a coach, Mickey Mantle. He gifted lots of my hats to some of his friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And who was the famous mystery writer who came to town when Mickey Spillane?
Mickey Spillane.
Oh, my God. He walked in the place, and he goes, Jack, he goes, where's your steamer? He said, George Raft taught me how to shape a hat. Let me show you how it's done.
Wow.
It's cool.
That's going to be a source of a lot of fun for you to
have. No, that's
people coming in.
It's amazing.
Now, when we talk about customers, from all over the world coming in there, you know, you're advertising a destination there.
That's true, and it's really become that.
Mm-hmm.
And Delano's become that. It's just great.
Yeah, so different countries?
People? Sure. I mean, you know, not specifically to Hatman Jacks from around the world. But I do have quite a bit of tourist business and destination people coming in from California and a couple from Montana. You know, it's gratifying.
You have any many women coming in?
Oh, yes. Women for, you know, it used to be Easter was the big holiday. And now, unfortunately, or whatever, the Kentucky Derby is a big, big deal.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. And so it's whether they go to the Derby or whether they have a party for the Derby. It's women plus, you know, various kinds of people do love to dress, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got, yeah.
What's your most popular hat?
I would say right now, well, in the summertime, it's probably the Tilly. you know, some of these outdoor summer hats or straw hats right now that are really popular. But Western hats across the board are still very hot, and we approach them in a very different way. We sometimes have them round and flat, and we shape them to suit. You know, you look at your face, you decide how it's supposed to look.
Well, when it comes to the Tilly,
yeah,
you drop that, and you got to talk a little bit about that, because I got two of them.
Well,
and there's a reason.
Well, sure, they've thought of quite a few things, really. Yeah. And one is it's got a great profile for thinner faces sometimes, and even sometimes full. And then it's lifetime guaranteed. It's machine washable. You wear it out, they'll replace it. That's it.
You can't wear one of those out.
Well, you
but
can.
But I'm talking about the UV rays and what
they are. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they have this UPF, ultraviolet protection factor, of 50+, which in itself is just keeps the sun from penetrating the fabric.
Right.
But there's more to it than that for sun protection. A little darker color on the underside of the brim is good.
Yeah.
Less reflection onto the face.
I see them around quite a bit.
Yep, they're pretty popular.
How did you survive the pandemic? Obviously, you didn't have a drive-up window.
So. No, I didn't. No, and you know, that was really good for us.
Really?
Well, sure it was. Anytime you... Business is one challenge after another, Steve, and that's why you've got to hand it to some of these independents. It's just... Well, but in all fairness, you know, I took advantage of every possible program designed to help, you know, PPP...
that's what it was for.
Unemployment.
Yeah.
Of course it was. And, you know, I was no fool. People, my friends and others, love to call me a communist or a socialist because of it. And I said, you know, I've paid some dues, folks. Come on now.
What does the future hold for Hatman Jacks?
Right now, I'm in a great spot. I have the best staff, really great, 5 employees, 6 with the part-timer. And, you know, they take such good care of everybody that I'm able to take a couple of days off and may go to three. And it's an easy deal to manage a little bit from afar on short time periods.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, but you've been in business now since 1976.
Well, I've had a store since 76, and I'm celebrating 50 years of doing hats from 1973.
73.
Was so when I started working for the old man.
50 years of hat.
50 years.
Okay.
And I'm a historian, you know, so these historical timelines are really everything to me.
The second part of the show here, we're going to get into that. Good. You're listening to Issues 2023 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Jack Kellogg, owner of Hatman Jacks in Wichita. Now, I want you to tell us about you. Where did you grow up? What schools did you attend? Tell us about that.
Oh, sure. Well, grade school, Irving, then Riverside, then Marshall, then North High. Everyone in my family, for 2 generations, attended North High School.
What did you think you're going to be when you grew up?
I knew pretty early, Steve.
Really?
At 15, it really bit me. I loved the deal. Before that, I wanted to go around sharpening scissors around Kansas and, you know, sharpening knives and having an old truck. What? Isn't that weird?
It is.
I was a strange kid, believe
me. Sounds like
I was a strange kid.
You and I share a passion for history.
Yes.
Especially local history, which you're becoming an authority. Your family helped settle this little cow town on the prairie, right?
Peerless Princess of the
Peerless
Plains.
Peerless Princess of the Plains, yeah.
Sure, yeah. Well, our cousin, Milo B. Kellogg, who the street is named after, our cousin, came here first before 1870. We came in 1876. And, you know, he was the first postmaster, and he delivered mail. And he delivered mail in a top hat. We're talking about Milo B. Kellogg.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty cool story, you know. He says, I'll deliver the mail until it doesn't fit in my hat.
Wow.
Then he became the postmaster.
So the Kellogg, we call Kellogg Street, it's now 54-400 Highway, right?
Correct.
The street itself is really not there anymore.
Not so much.
But now talk about some of the businesses your family has been in. For instance, I have furniture in my home that Shelley and I got in our first year we were married. And it came from Kellogg Buck.
Kellogg Buck on West Douglas. In fact, my grandfather and his brother started that firm I believe in the 20s, maybe it was the 30s, I'm not really sure. And they, sure, and then I think the Bucks, Raymond Buck, and then the Carpenters ended up, family members, cousins, ended up buying it in the early 60s. So we were out of it by that time.
Interesting store, though. Everything, a lot of stuff up on the second floor.
Oh, I know. Gosh, they're such nice people. And, you know, of course, Kellogg Brothers Feed and Seed, here's another timeline. That was my grandfather and his brother's business, and it was started basically with that name in 1923, 100 years ago, in the 900 block of West Douglas, next door to the furniture store, where the furniture store later was. Yeah, there's another great...
Okay, so you got this family background. We've been talking about Hat Man Jacks for, 12, 13 minutes now. Obviously, you are what I would call a small businessman.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Tell me about what does it mean to be a small business person? What does it mean to you? You've developed, I know, a philosophy over the years.
I certainly have. Well, and this is in no way an advertising, but I just will say the lessons I've learned as being a small business person is that your word is everything. All you have is your integrity. If you give that away, you're sunk, especially when you put something on somebody's head. It's got to look good, and if it doesn't, you look bad. That simple. The business side of it, you know, early on, I was led dragging and screaming into learning that aspect, but... You know, it's made a fine living for me. It's brought lots of opportunities, just culturally and so. And I've been in Delano since 1980.
Well, Tom, talk about how you train your people to deal with people, deal with customers. It's customer service to me is
it's paramount.
Is the key.
It's
yeah.
paramount. You first. You're cut out for retail or you're not. You either are a people person or you're not. And the people that work at Hat Man Jacks are people persons. They engage wonderfully. And I never ask them to short sell. You know, it looks good or it doesn't. If it doesn't, don't even think about it. At least tell the customer, if you want this hat, you can buy it. Just don't tell them you bought it here.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Well,
know what I mean? We tell the customer what looks right and wrong. I'm trying to say.
But you do have a philosophy, and you live it. You don't have much turnover.
No, I have one customer. I mean, employee who's been with me for 22 years, another one 10.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've got three new people that these people, they're just incredible.
Mm. Well, they probably gravitate to... There's a lot to be said to having a fun place to work, an interesting place to work,
yeah.
where the employees are appreciated.
Well, plus we use tools that, you know, many people long ago gave up, and we still are sticking to the old techniques, the trade, the craft.
Yeah. Well, that's a craft.
That's the deal.
What is Wichita Bibliophiles?
It's a great book club. I happen to be a member of Been So for 10 years. Wichita Bibliophiles was started 90 years ago this year, and it was started by people like Robert Aitchison, Harry Curdy, and there was also Tian. Dr. Ed Tian was an early member. And, you know, Ted Woodward, in his historical meanderings, especially on Facebook, references Dr. Tian, the Tian notes, right? So... The principle of this book club is 12 members, one for each month. You have a program you present to the other 11. You feed them, you drink them, and you present a paper. It's really a lot of fun. And I think the youngest member, okay, go figure. So, but some of, and so I write a paper every year. So I've written on things such as bootlegging in Western Sedgwick County. Was 1 year I wrote a paper. Kind of a good little paper. It was cool. And one on Barbecue Camel, the Camel Castle over in Riverside.
Yeah.
That's a story.
Yeah.
I wrote one on hobos.
Mm.
You know, just history stuff. You know, it's so much fun.
Let me back you up a little bit because I was raised or grew up in the west side of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard stories from older people about bootlegging. Apparently, West Wichita, the west part of town was... Was there a little place out near Rolling Hills Country Club?
Oh, yes. It's called the Yellow Cabins.
Is it still there or not?
No. The lake's there, and you might be able
the
to find...
The lake is there,
And
yeah.
you might find a buried vault or two, because that's where they hid the booze.
Wow.
But, yeah. And, listen, I hate to single anybody out, but you cannot tell a German that they can't drink their beer. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. So
good luck.
Yeah. So, and it was the biggest bootlegging county in Kansas besides Cherokee. Oh. Cherokee County was big too.
Wow. I know you're involved with the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum. Tell us about that. How long have you been helping them out?
I've been a volunteer there since 1981. And just love the organization. Very proud of the director, Eric Kale, is very good. The meetings we have are so cool because he, throws in a little history tidbits in the regular business of the museum. It's fabulous.
The building itself is incredible.
Right, I think 1888.
My wife actually worked in there when it was City Hall.
Sure it was.
It was City Hall up until just a few years. Well, a few.
I've met a few people that said, oh, yes, I've served a little time up there in the jail on the second or third floor. Yeah, right.
And I'm sure you've been up in the tower.
Oh, sure.
Not many people have. I've been up there, though.
Oh, good. I'm sure Eric probably took you up. Well, and the staff there is incredible. Jamie Fraser Tracy's been there, and Jan Myers, man, they're great. But what's cool is their gift shop. And you can pull right in on William Street off of Main, and that gift shop has great books.
Oh, yeah.
Books and other things.
And
local.
Think about it. Here's what I look at. Well, I get to Christmas time, and there are people that I have no idea what to get them. But if they have any local connection, you can find something in there.
It's cool.
You can find something good.
Yeah.
These are exciting times for Delano District.
Yes.
In just the past few years, I've watched it. Of course, I spent a lot of time in a place that was called the Club Billiards.
Scotty's.
Scotty's.
You got it, buddy.
Scotty's.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much gone away, but good Lord.
Billiards.
That place was, grew up over there. It's just the last few years. Now it's become cool to go down there, right?
Oh, it's a destination. And, I've been there since 1980, and we started pulling off a business association in the 80s called River West, and quickly found that we're going to change it to Delano Business. And, man, we got that thing moving. The Delano history, there's great stories about what happened down there. Mm. So, yeah.
Now, what about good. How's the impact on Riverfront Stadium been for you?
Oh, absolutely fantastic.
I mean, I've got grandkids who don't even like baseball.
Yeah.
But they went, let's go to the stadium. There's a fun place to go.
Well, it was pretty sketchy at first, and I had looked at it very askance. And, aside from the occasional challenge to our parking, I am dead square in favor of all that it's brought.
Yeah.
I
know you were telling them to be careful.
Well, I elicited some good promises out of the late Lou Schweikheimer, which I think they're going to be honored. If they're not, there's going to be a hell of a stink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the biggest challenges for a small business person in Wichita?
Oh, sure. Well, of course, I guess you'd say getting the word out. It's always the advertising pays, Steve. Would you agree with that?
Well, yes.
Okay, good, sir.
As a matter of fact.
I'm glad.
And our crack sales team would probably.
Well, it's true. And,
getting the word out, it can be tough.
Well, that's a challenge. But,
What about personnel? You seem to have a pretty good luck. A lot of people I see turn over like crazy.
These people are passionate at work for me. That is one thing we've been pretty – I've been really – I'm grateful.
You, of course, you've been very knowledgeable of all the history of the city and the area. What do you think are this community's best assets? When we go out to sell Wichita, what would you say we ought to sell first?
Well, I know it sounds kind of vague, but really it's the people. I think Wichitans are far more open-minded than they're given credit for. I think that there is quite a bit of open-mindedness really here. I think that, James Chung was here for a while, and he was from here, went to school here, and did this wonderful research on Wichita, and he came up with some really great ideas.
I've forgotten about that.
Remember? Yeah.
But, you know, when you go to a big city, another place, whatever,
yeah,
people ask you where you're from and you tell them Wichita. Sometimes you get a look. It says, really?
We've gotten some bad press, and there are some things to receive bad press about Wichita. There's no question about it. But you know, it was a well-known test market for a number of years. Now, that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Why is that? If you can sell it here, you can sell it anywhere, was the old adage, you know.
Do you think we're going to have any more, along those lines, entrepreneur? Think we're going to have any more Pizza Huts or Coleman companies or
are
Lear jets coming out of this place or not?
Yeah, I do. I just it's a great place to start a business. Timing's everything, but I hope so, Steve.
All right, we just have a little bit left. Yeah. Give me a summary of what it's like to be Hat Man Jack. Is it a fun deal?
Oh, you know, it's...
You've created kind of a character for yourself. There.
Well, yeah, I'd like to move it more into a caricature as the older I get. But no, it's just, you know, it's just... Gosh, Steve, I'm flustered.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks for coming in. I've had a great time. We'll have to do this again sometime. Hat Man Jack Kellogg, our guest this morning. That's all for this edition of Issues 2023. And, of course, we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, Shank Half or Whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco Snack Crackers, Ritz Crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.